Well, I'll say it again. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. His presence is just so beautiful today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was sharing during worship that when I was getting ready for this morning, I was walking around, I was just thanking him and praising him and just that feeling of God was about to do something in our service today. In fact, I think it was Lacey said, "Mom, what are you thanking the Lord for?" And I said, "It's going to be a good service today." And sometimes I can feel that, I can anticipate that, but I don't know what it is until we get here. And then the Lord moves and works. And so it was powerful this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we seal that work and we say it cannot be reversed. It cannot be destroyed. It is a powerful work of God that is forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're continuing on with our tithes and offerings, and we've been talking about praise in giving. And we've been going through all different kinds of stories because we've been looking at what happens when you expect something from the Lord. Amen? Because we know that praise stands for something. Ready to say it with me? Power released after I start expecting. Power is released after I start expecting. And we have seen it in every one of these stories that power was released after someone began expecting. And a lot of times that expectation comes in the form of praise. I heard it said, I don't remember which pastor said it, but I heard a pastor on Victory Channel one time say that praising the Lord in advance for your miracle is the greatest act of faith that you can have. The greatest act of faith, because you're praising him for something you haven't seen yet. So what you're saying is you're saying, "God, I know I can't see it, but I'm still praising you for it because I know it's coming." Amen? And today we're going to look at a story in 1 Kings 18. Ooh. Hold on just a second. I can hear the scratching. Take this off just for a second. Sometimes accessories get in the way. And in 1 Kings 18, it's the story of Elijah and King Ahab. And King Ahab was a bad king, and we won't get on all of his story. But there were a lot of Baal worshipers, which was the god of that day. And in this chapter, there's several things that happen between Elijah and King Ahab. But King Ahab does not like Elijah because Elijah is the voice of God. So if you're doing something wrong in your life, do you want to hear the voice of God? No. And you realize that, right? When family or friends that are not saved get angry with you or upset with you, more than likely, it's not really you. It's the Jesus in you that upsets them. So don't take it personal. Amen? And so Elijah didn't take it personal. But there had been a proclamation that Elijah had given that the Lord was not going to send rain on the land until Elijah said it was coming back. And it was a long drought. Okay, that had happened. And in chapter 18, it says, "After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab. I will send rain on the land." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. So the Lord's telling him, "I want you to go into the presence of a king that doesn't like you and tell him it's going to rain." Does it say anywhere in here that as Elijah went, there were rain clouds? And that you could tell it was starting to storm. Elijah had a clue that it was coming. No, there was nothing. And in between this and the next part that we're going to read, Elijah ends up facing all of the prophets of Baal and having a miracle happen. Amazing, a miracle happen. But we're going to go on down to verse 41. And the Lord had told Elijah to go to Ahab and to tell him what was coming. What did he say? Rain. Rain was coming. Why is this important? Because they've had a drought. It's important to have rain if you've had a drought, because that's how things grow, right? That's how you live and are sustained, is having the water that you need. And in verse 41 it says, "And Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is the sound of heavy rain." Wait a minute. What? First the Lord tells him it's going to rain. Then he says, tell him, "I hear the sound of heavy rain." Is there heavy rain going on anywhere in this text so far? No. But what is Elijah doing? He's having expectation that the miracle is coming. Expectation that the miracle is coming. And when you have expectation, what happens? Power is released. Amen? And so it says in verse 42 that Elijah went off to eat and drink, but Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. So he's praying. He's seeking the Lord. "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant. And he went and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. So what is Elijah doing? He's acting on his faith. He has told the king that there is the sound of heavy rain. Rain is coming. He's in a time of prayer, and he's acting in faith by sending his servant to see what he can see. What is the servant looking for? What do you look for when you expect rain? Clouds, unless you're in Hawaii, and then it can just rain on you no matter what. But he's in a different place. He's looking for clouds. Amen? And it says that he sent him back again. Go back again. The servant went back again. He came back. What do you see? Nothing there. He went back again. What do you see? Nothing there. He went back again. What do you see? Nothing there. He went back again. What do you see? Nothing there. He went back again. What do you see? Nothing there. Why am I going through this? Because there's times that you're going to look, and 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 you're not going to see your miracle. But I'm here to tell you today, that is not the time to give up. That is the time to get your expectation up that God is going to be faithful. Amen? And when you have expectation, from the moment you start expecting, what is released? Power. But I'm here to tell you today, it takes some time for clouds to be formed. It takes some time for your miracle to be formed. Sometimes there's changing of people, there's changing of circumstances and situations that you cannot see in the natural. But it doesn't mean God isn't working. And the seventh time he told his servant, and I'm sure his servant was like the people around you sometimes, "For real? You want me to go again? For real? Are you still believing that God is going to do that? Have you looked? That child is totally out of control. There is no way God can save them. Have you looked at your finances lately? It's that nagging little voice that says it's never going to happen. But the servant goes the seventh time. And the seventh time he comes back and Elijah says, "What do you see?" And he says, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." Heavy rain. Have you ever seen heavy rain come from a cloud the size of a man's hand? No. But you know what Elijah saw? His miracle was on its way. That's why we never, ever disregard small miracles. There's no such thing as a small miracle. It's just the open door for the big miracle to happen. Amen? Expectation that the miracle is on its way. So Elijah said, now this is a cloud the size of a man's hand. And he says to his servant, "Go tell Ahab, hitch up your chariots and go down before the rain stops you from even going." The cloud is the size of a man's hand, and yet Elijah knows, this is what I have been waiting for. This is the sign I have been looking for, that God is on the move. And meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started to fall. What happened? The miracle came just like God had promised. The miracle came just like God had promised. But what if Elijah, after the fifth time, had said, "Well, there ain't nothing there. There's nothing there. I guess we just move on." No. You never, say never. Say it again. Say it again. You never give up. You keep looking in expectation. Makes me think of the prodigal son story. How many times did the dad go out and look for that son? How many times did he go out and look for that son? and never saw him. But he never gave up. He kept going out because in his mind, there was expectation. One of these days, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to see him. And I believe in his heart, he was saying, and when I see him, I'm not going to even wait for him. I'm going to run after him. I'm going to go get him. I'm going to hug him. I'm going to embrace him. I don't care what he's been through. I don't care what he's done, because that's the Father heart of God. Amen. And that should be our hearts. When you're standing and believing for a miracle in your life, you get up every morning with the expectation, do I see any clouds? Well, for us here, it'd be, do I see any blue sky? You're looking for the miracle to happen. Amen. Why? Because this is another story, another one that shows us that when you have expectation, power is released. How many people were expecting rain? One man. Don't tell me that you as one person can't stand in expectation for your family, for your situation. This was for a nation. One person expecting a miracle. If you can stand in expectation, God says, that's all I need. Here's my power released. And from that size of a man's hand, the entire expanse of the sky grew dark. The winds came in. And we know when it's dark and the wind starts coming, rain is coming. Amen. And it started a heavy rain falling. Whoo! Thank you, Jesus. We're not talking about beach rain. We're talking about torrential rain started to fall. So much so that what did he tell Ahab? You better get home, because if you don't get home, your chariot's not going to make it home. Because what happens to the ground when it hasn't had water for a long time and all of a sudden it starts to rain? Muck. It gets nasty, right? So he had already warned him. See, God knows when he does something, he does it all the way. All the way. Thank you, Jesus. Are you expecting your miracle today? Are you expecting your miracle today? Because if you're expecting your miracle today, I'm here to tell you today, power is released when you start expecting. And if you're looking and you're looking and you don't see it and you don't see it, you don't give up. You don't give up. You keep going out. You keep looking for that miracle. Why? Because story after story after story that we have read says that if you will stand in expectation, you will see your miracle. Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the cloud the size of a man's hand. What that tells me, Father, is that we can get excited when something little happens because we know the rest is on its way. I thank you, Father, today that we can be excited. We can have expectation for any word that is in your word for our lives, for our families' lives, for our finances, Father. We can praise you in advance because we know that we know that we know you will be faithful. And as we praise you in advance, Father, we are showing you we have your faith. We believe in you. We believe you can accomplish it. And as we show you our faith, it pleases you. And that's when power is released and mountains are moved and breakthroughs come and as amazing miracles are performed when we don't give up and we keep in expectation. Father, I pray that this word of praise and giving, that we would praise you every time we sit down to write out our tithes and offerings. We would praise you every time there's an opportunity to give. We would praise you, we would praise you, we would praise you, because we know that we know that we know praise is associated with power. And we thank you, Lord, today for all the things you've done. But Lord, we are in expectation of what you are going to do today and what you're going to do every day after this in our finances, in our family, in our lives, in our city, in our state, in our country, and in our world, Father. I thank you in this last days, Father, you are calling hearts back to you in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for sending angels forth right now for every person in this room that is believing for a soul to be saved. They are going forth right now in Jesus' name to the north, south, east, and the west. Gather in all of our family and friends we have been believing for. Today is the day of salvation. We are in expectation that souls are saved. We are in expectation that people are released from bondages. We are in expectation that people are being released from religious thinking. We are in expectation, Father, of you doing a mighty work these last days, that people would turn to you and be saved. And we are in expectation, Father, of the finances that you will give Redeemed Church to do the work you've called us to do in these last days. We praise you for it in advance, Father. We praise you for it in advance because we know we are advancing with you. We pray, Father, for every seed that is sown today, a hundredfold harvest, Father, to be able to give to every good work, to be blessed, to be a blessing. We give you all the praise and all the glory for it today. And everyone said, amen and amen.